afternoon, immediately after the close of our last episode. As you know, Perry Mason took a big risk when he staged the accidental death of Sue Barclay's mother. And until a moment ago, it looked as if Mason had gambled and lost. Mason and the police waited at the chapel where last services were supposedly held for Mrs. Barclay. Time passed, time ran out, but Suzanne failed to appear. Yet a moment ago, when Mason went to the office of Suzanne's uncle, we heard...
Who is it?
Well, this is Perry Mason.
Oh, just a moment. Hello, Mr. Mason. My name is Suzanne Barclay.
Oh. Bella, inside quickly before she's seen. Lock that door.
Mr. Mason, I...
Wait, Suzanne. There isn't time to explain details, but Mr. Wallace and I are working together.
Oh, I guessed you were. Uncle Don thought of asking your help even before I went away.
Harry.
This has to come first. Now, Suzanne, you have information that we need. And believe me, we have important news for you. But I have to know this before anything else. Did anyone see you come in here? Did you stop and speak to anyone? Did you notice anyone watching you? And please, think carefully.
I don't think I was seen. I was careful. Very, very tired, but I was careful.
Mm-hmm. Sit down, Suzanne.
I'm all right. I just... You see... I'll tell you everything I know, Mr. Mason. Just a moment.
Suzanne. This is going to come as a shock to you, but try to understand. Your mother is perfectly all right. She's perfectly well.
What?
Your mother was not killed in an accident.
But the newspaper
said...
Well,
we arranged it so the papers would print that story and you would come out of hiding.
Then my mother isn't... She really isn't... My mother... Dotto? That's my mother's voice.
Yes, just a minute.
Dotto? Mr. Mason.
Mrs. Barclay?
Mommy. Suzanne.
Oh, my baby. Thank God.
Oh, Mommy. I thought... Oh. But the paper said...
Oh, let me hold you. Let me hold you.
You are all right. Oh. You aren't?
Of course not, darling. I'm as alive as you are.
Oh.
Suzanne.
Oh. What? Let me go. Let me go.
Of course, darling. But what?
I think I know what this is, Mrs. Barclay. Suzanne... Suzanne, now, there is no reason to be afraid. We'll make very certain that nothing happened.
No, Suzanne. I've got to go away again. You have to let me go. You mustn't try to stop me. Let me go. Forget me. Don't. Please don't try to stop.
Harry.
No, I've got her.
Mr. Mason.
She's fainted. Help me put her on the couch. Della, move that pillow there.
Oh, Suzanne. Suzanne, darling.
She's breathing regularly. She's pale.
Yes, yes, she's awfully pale.
Yes, but she's been through a lot. I'll phone a doctor.
No, please do. Our family doctor.
We'll call him later if necessary. This man I'm calling now lives right here in this block. Now, let me speak to Dr. Birch, please. It's an emergency. Hello, Doug. Perry Mason. Yes, well, look, I'm next door in the Wallace Insurance Building. It's on the 35th floor. It's the office of the board chairman. Well, a girl has lost consciousness here. Yes, that's right. He'll be right here.
Give me the phone, Counselor. I'm going to phone the newspapers.
Not now,
Harry,
Bella.
You were right. Suzanne did come forward. Let me tell the papers in time to kill those other stories.
And warn Gus?
Well, the news won't break until morning. Gus will be arrested by morning.
If Suzanne identifies him.
But that's why she came out of hiding. She wants to identify... Well, anyway, I think she does. Don't you?
I think we're in for trouble. And if we are, we don't dare announce her return.
But... Oh...
See why we have to keep it a secret?
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm going to phone Halverson and make arrangements. And while I speak to Halverson, you phone Mr. Wallace and warn him, impress it on him, Della. We must keep this secret.
Meanwhile, in the Daily Blade newspaper building... Columnist Jake Jacobson shakes his head, sighs, grinds out his cigarette, and crosses the hall to his editor's office.
Yeah.
Hi, Arch.
Jake, took you long enough to... Well, where is it?
What?
The story, the true story of why Mason faked Mrs. Barkley's death. Didn't you write it?
No.
Well, what have you been doing the past 2 hours?
I've been trying to think of a way to...
You're a newspaper man. You write the story without thinking. Perry Mason's investigating a huge crime syndicate. He can bust the syndicate with Suzanne Barkley's information. But Suzanne's in hiding. So Perry Mason fakes an accident and hopes Suzanne comes to her ma's funeral. There's your story. Now write it.
Arch.
Why, the way it stands now, Mason didn't say a word about the syndicate, so people think he rigged the funeral just to earn a big fee. Get on the story, Jake.
Arch. We don't write it.
Jake, this paper broke the story of Mrs. Barkley's death. We're out on a limb, kid.
We don't write that story. We don't mention the syndicate.
And then tell me this. How am I going to cover this paper for printing a phony story?
Like this. Front page editorial saying you ran the story because Perry Mason gave it to you. You had no reason to doubt Mr. Mason's honesty, so you ran the story in good faith. Now you know Mason lied to you, so you retract the story. That takes you off the hook.
Yeah. Of course, it ain't true. Mason didn't lie to me.
Print it like I told you, Arch.
You want me to crucify him?
Mason gave me the word himself, Arch.
What?
Mason told me himself. Don't you see? He doesn't want to tip the syndicate, or he's checking them.
Yeah, but this is going to smear him. Smear him, but good, and Mason knows it. Why, he'd be crazy
okay,
to...
Okay, Arch, call this number.
Eh?
Mason left this number for you to call if you want personal confirmation. Here.
Yeah, you bet I want confirmation. Hello, let me speak to a... Oh, Mr. Mason. Arch Kerner, editor of the Daily Blade. Hey, Mr. Mason, I'm awful sorry it fell through and Sue Barkley didn't come out of hiding, but, you can't take all the tricks, huh? hey, Mr. Mason, since the girl didn't come forward, it leaves a couple of problems. Jacobson says you spoke to him... Uh-huh, but Jake's mixed up. Jake says I'm to call you a liar and bold-faced print on page one with a black border. He says I can't tell about the syndicate. Yeah, but Mr. Mason, no matter what happens later on, if we call you a liar, that's all some people will remember. Oh, sure, I'll do it, but I don't like it, and that's a fact. Yes, sir.
Well, I'll get out of your way so you can write the story.
Hey, just a minute. I want you to...
Not a chance. I got to finish my column.
Wait.
Your phone's ringing.
Yeah. Who? I don't know. No, I haven't got time to talk to her. Now, look, Jake. You can write the story about Mason after you do your column. I'd be glad to write it, but I'm not feeling so good.
Yeah. You and me, too.
You don't want to write that story any more than I do.
Mm-mm. But I'll do it if you won't.
What do you mean, if I won't? You think it bothers me? It really bothers me? Act your age. Grow up, kid. Mason wants to get my paper off the hook by putting himself on the hook. Well, that's okay, baby. All I care about is number one, and number one is this newspaper.
Okay, Art.
I'll call anybody a liar in spades. Double. This newspaper comes first.
Hey, Art.
Well... Yeah, this paper does come first. Wish I had the guts to order somebody else to write that story.
Of course, Suzanne Barkley did come out of hiding to tell what she knows about Gus Jansen. But did you notice the same thing Mason did? Do you know why Mason expects trouble? I can tell you Mason's desire for secrecy is justified because... Well, you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?